DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Authentic or cult teacher. How can it be determined if a person is an authentic instructor of God or a cult authoritarian with a desire to control people and take their earnings? The Jewish religious leaders insisted that Jesus was a charlatan because he was not, quote, one of us. Pseudo-apostles insisted that Apostle Paul was a pretender because he was not one of the 12, he was not part of Jesus' earthly ministry, and had persecuted the early believers. The Corinthian congregation would have a very hard time knowing who to believe because, unlike us, they did not have the New Testament writings, could not reference check his teachings except for looking in the Old Testament, and could not review a letter of recommendation because Paul did not carry any. Apostle Paul's response was, quote, "Look at the fruit of my labors and remember my actions when I was with you, when I founded your congregation." Jesus' response was the same. Look at my fruit. The congregation changed lives, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit because of his teaching, and the miracles were God's testimonies of both Jesus and Paul's authenticity. Paul didn't need a degree written in ink as proof. The Spirit of the living God written on their hearts proved his authenticity. Jesus, warning about false prophets, taught, quote, "By their fruit you will recognize them," and, quote, "Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit." Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20, and chapter 12, verse 33. So, are you in a group, church, or campus ministry and have questions about their authenticity and motivations? Research the results of their work, their teachings, and their motivations. Seek to know the sincerity behind the smiles, understanding that you will not find perfection, but you should find fruit that aligns with biblical teachings. Are they afraid of exposing their sins, faults, and errors? And what do they do when they are exposed? Are they always talking about themselves and how great they are? Or are they humble and meek like Jesus?
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.